Welcome to the prolific teaching ministry of Pastor Emmanuel Iren, lead pastor of Celebration Church International. It is his vision to partner with you for your progress and joy in the faith. Ready, set, grow.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we give you all the thanks and praise. What an honor to soak ourselves in your word day after day after day. And here we are gathered together again today from different nations across the world in Christ for Christ with joy. Our hearts are open to your word and we are edified this morning. Never to remain the same. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. So you can see why a famous philosopher said, there no day. Hallelujah. Please be seated. In this special Thanksgiving service, I count it my honor and privilege to bring a brief word to you. It's an honor given to me by my pastor, our lead pastor, Apostle Emmanuel Iren. There's so much to thank God for. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Please forgive my voice because your own sounds like that as well. At least you can hear me. Some people, you cannot hear them. Glory be to God. I want to start today with a verse of scripture that our lead pastor shared during the reboot camp, 1 Corinthians 6, from verse 20, or just verse 20 actually. 1 Corinthians 6, from verse 20. Glory be to God. Can we read that together? I want to go. You were bought with a price. I don't know what you've read online, but your life is not your own. And this is a bad example, but I'll give it anyway. Imagine that somebody said, I want to Japa. Please sponsor me. You have companies in Canada. Please sponsor me. I say you have companies in Canada. People did not say amen. You have companies in Canada. Please sponsor me. I promise when I come, I'm going to work for you. And so you spend a lot of money and you sponsor the person. Every week the person is calling you, how far? You say, oh, just remaining this, just remaining that. But you spend your money, you sponsor them. Then they arrive in Canada. And as they step foot there, suddenly they have an idea. God did not call them to work for anybody. God called them to be an entrepreneur. Because you see, salary is the bribe you take to get rid of your dreams. Please, what will you do? You may never have gone to Canadian police before, but this time you most likely will. So it's the same thing with God. He bought us with a price. And so every believer must be interested in the will of the person that bought us. Please, what did I say? Every believer must be what? What you're supposed to do is when you get there, you say, what do you need me to do? What can I do? And for us, it's even bigger than that. Because remember, as Christians, we're not just employees. We're slaves. And that's an honor. So when you hear that something is God's will, it should double and triple interest you. So what is the will of God? 1 Thessalonians 5 from verse 18. If you heard something was the will of God, how interested would you be? 100% interested. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, can we read that together? I want to go. Yeah? What is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you? To give thanks. So it's not saying that everything that happens to you is the will of God. But it's saying that a thankful disposition, despite whatever situation you find yourself, is the will of God. So it's the will of God for us to give thanks. Praise the name of Jesus. And so I'm just going to be sharing with you five reasons why we should give thanks. And then we're going to dance and worship and give God praise. Are you ready this morning? The number one reason is, it is the will of God. Not your neighbor and say, it's the will of God. It's the will of God. Perhaps in your life you have been praying, God, I really want to do your will. Show me your way. Whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do. Start from here. Start with thanksgiving. It's the will of God concerning you. So first of all, thanksgiving is a thing of obedience before it's a thing of circumstance. Hallelujah. It's the will of God concerning you. You know, there are so many testimonies from the reboot camp to give God thanks for, and I'm going to talk about that. But beyond that, first and foremost, it must first of all be a thing of consecration. It's God's will for you to give thanks. It's the will of God. So when I dance, it's not because I'm feeling the song. I'm dancing in obedience. Even if my soul does not feel like praising the Lord, I command my soul to praise. Praise the name of the Lord. So number one reason is what? Number two is a thankful heart is a great indicator of spiritual growth. A thankful heart is a great indicator of spiritual growth. An unthankful heart is a great indicator of spiritual sickness. See something, 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 1. 2 Timothy 3, 1. Hallelujah. All right, let's go together. 2 Timothy 3, 1, 1 to go. Verse 2 says what? Okay. Sorry, can you see the way a lot of people rush that disobedience to parents? Like, let them not say I saw it. But the major thing I'm going to is ungrateful. So when you're an ungrateful person, it's not because you lack home training, it might be. But the additional reason is that it's a sign of the end time. It's a sign of the end time. There's something wrong with your spirit if you find yourself complaining more than you give thanks. Praise the name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 4 from verse 7 says, what do we have that we have not received? You know, the devil will lie to you and tell you, you don't have reason to give thanks. You don't have any reason to give thanks. Like, okay, you are thanking God now that you were in a car crash and people died and you lived. How insensitive. People died in that car crash and you lived. Are you saying you are more righteous than them? Have you heard that one before? Are you saying you're more righteous than them? So there's a tendency for us to keep quiet even more and shy away even more. And then the things that God has done, we begin to hide them away. Praise the name of Jesus. But if you are growing spiritually, you will give thanks because every single thing that you have was received from God. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't get used to what God is doing in your life or to what he has done. Because that way you won't grow. How many of us can remember the first time you received an alert of 50K? Somebody like, I've never received it. Somebody's like, what's that? That's my shoe polish money. But the first time someone gave you 50K, hey, who is David? The way you danced, who is David? Who is his dad? You danced and danced and danced. But then you started growing. God started blessing you. That 50K alert, your account shook. And your account was checking the name. Are you sure I belong to this person? But then things began to get better for you. And you started receiving more and more money. And then one day you received 1 million in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And then from 1M you moved to 2M. And then it now became like a regular thing. But then, one day, someone out by mistake sends you that 50K you were thanking God for that time. How do you react? The way you react is a sign of your spiritual growth. You are used to getting alerts in millions. You now receive 50K. Some of you will even hiss. And you know the painful thing about alerts, especially email? It doesn't show all the figures at once. So when you think something is like, when you receive an alert, it might be 1,000. It might be 1 million, but the 1,000 just show 100 dot dot. So you are wondering, which one is it? Then you open it. Be thankful. Be thankful. So if you find yourself constantly being unthankful, it means that there's something wrong with the state of your heart. You need thankfulness for the health and the state of your heart. You see, David was dancing before the Lord, and Michal couldn't understand it. She said, "What's all this? Don't you know you are a king?" And David was like, "See, before this king, there is a king of kings." People might say, "You dance," and say, "Don't you know you are a tech bro? You're not supposed to be dancing like this." You say, "No, God has delivered me from the devices of the enemy. Why should you be dancing like this? You are an esteemed teacher and a coach. Guess what? There is a rabbi of all rabbis." So whatever you might be, remember that God is bigger. Remember that God is better. Say, "You're so educated. How can you dance like this?" Say, "Oh, you don't understand. My God is omniscient. He knows all things. So before my knowledge and beyond my knowledge is Him." Glory be to God. Never forget where God brought you from, because a thankful heart is a great indicator of spiritual growth. Third reason why we should give thanks: thank God for who He is. Imagine, I don't know if your parents do it. My parents do it, especially my mother-in-law. If you give her 5 naira, she'll call me. "Call this person and thank them for me. They gave me 5 naira. Every single time she does it. And so, imagine that somebody calls you and says, "Please help me thank God." You say, "Okay, what did He do?" The psalmist said, "Thank the Lord." And so you're like, "What did He do?" And the psalmist said, "Because He is good." So His goodness alone is reason for us to give thanks. Even when things don't look like they're going according to plan, see through the lens of the cross and see that God is always good. So praise the Lord, give Him thanks, because He is good. Psalm 136 from verse 1. "And His mercy endures forever." You might not understand the situations around you, but you know God. You know His goodness. It might look like, "Oh, you're struggling with a sickness," but He's a great physician. It's only a matter of time. Whatever you are going through, give thanks, because God is good. Not your neighbor and say, "God is good. And His love endures forever." You see, you can ask the rich fool, if God is not enough for you to give thanks, nothing else ever will be. So God Himself must be enough. God Himself is your inheritance. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Number 4 reason why we should give thanks: thank God for what He has done. You see, someone told me a story yesterday. He'd been waiting for good news from the embassy, and he'd gone through that matter, not Nigerian embassy, sorry, Canadian embassy. That the testimony will... No, Nigeria is not good. I'll just stop. Sorry. Let me focus. He'd been waiting for good news from the embassy, and in one of the sessions, as he prayed, he said the same way you will receive text message alerts, he received an alert in his spirit, and he knew it had been sorted. 5 minutes later, his agent called him and said, "It's been approved." After waiting years, someone couldn't see properly in one eye. After the reboot camp, they began to see. When you hear those testimonies, did you see the number of people that came out to be saved on the first day? It's worth more than 1 million alerts that we prayed for something and we came and we saw it. Souls saved, healed, and delivered. Everybody who was coming had safe journey coming. There's many things to thank God for. If you were around last year, if you were among people that really sweated, something as small as, you came to this reboot camp and you were not drenched. You know, you just wanted to be drenched in glory. The little things, the big things, what God has done for us. Just seeing all those flags. The people that came out from, that they came from different countries so that Pastor could pray for them. There was a time in the whole of CCI Global. That was the number of people. I can't even pronounce the word. That was the number of people. And then we'll pity Pastor that, he's laying hands on everybody. All 100 people is stressed. See what God has done. So because... It's not you, Pastor Shola. We say, see what God has done. Like, we don't think you're with Pastor. Go to your real seat. Hallelujah. See what the Lord has done. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Say, lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. So thank God for what he has done. You know, one of the reasons why I like to watch old videos, please look here. One of the reasons why I like to watch old videos recorded in CCI is because I just keep looking at the different people there and seeing their change of story. Some people, they were worshiping their hands. I stand by faith in what you've done. Or I have the way. That time, they were single. Now they are married with children. Someone say, I was single then, I'm single now. Well, God has preserved you. Preserved your mind. Preserved your body. You are fatter now. Some of you, when you were crying, somebody broke your heart. That's why you were crying in the video. Not that you were not blessed, you were blessed. But now you've left that relationship. God preserved your sanity. The one that's really choosing the most, some people, when they were there, they were living in Nigeria. Now just in UK, Canada, London. But some of us, maybe you were jobless then, now you have a job. There is so much to thank God for. That spouse that annoys you on a daily, there was a time you were praying, God, if you don't give me a husband, I would die. Thank God. Remember what he has done. When we give thanks, the world will ask us, why are you so concerned about talking about what God has done? When we were suffering, where were they? When you were sick, where were they? How many times do you share this testimony? You used to, some people give birth to children maybe after 7-8 years, and the Instagram commenters or Twitter commenters say, is IVF? If easy, run them. Because at least 1 in 4 procedures are the ones that work out. So the fact that it works out means that God's hand was there. Some people cannot afford it. The fact that they were able to afford it means that God's hand was there. Some people don't go through labor. The fact that the baby or babies came means that God's hand was there. The fact that there's even a procedure like that means that God's hand. So don't let the devil lie to you that God's hand is not in your situation. Thank God for what he has done. Glory be to God. Thank God for what he has done. Hallelujah. You see, Jesus described thanksgiving as faith. Luke 17, from verse 11, it says, now on Jesus' way to Jerusalem, he traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee, and I'll explain why they were on the border. He was going to a village, and 10 men who had leprosy met him, and they stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. And when he saw them, he said what? And as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when you saw that he was healed, came back doing what? You can't say that quietly. He did what? My version says praising God in a loud voice. Before we boot camp, you were praying all the more. God, do it. Now you've received a word. Go back praising in a what? In a loud voice. So the voice of your rejoicing should be louder than the voice of your request. Jesus said, we're not all 10 cleansed. Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, rise and go. For what? So Jesus saw his return to give thanks as what? As faith. Thank God for what he has done. Thank God for what he has done. Thank God for what he has done. Don't let the devil lie to you. Why are you flaunting your spouse? Let the singles breathe. I mean, they can breathe, but like, give God praise. Give God praise. You see, it's a Judas mentality to despise honor for God as if you are preserving the integrity of people. Jesus said, what is perfume? You are using perfume to rub his feet when people are hungry. You are going to dance in church. You are giving God your money when people are hungry. Honor God. Honor God. Honor God in thanksgiving. People that make you feel like your thanksgiving is too much, when they give them a job offer, they don't say, I won't take it because people are jobless. Say, what do you mean? You want me to work? Have you seen the statistics? That's the thing with Africans and religion. Praise the name of Jesus. So honor God. Thank him for what he has done. I know you have, you may have, not for long though, because reboot camp has passed. So the miracles are here already. So I know for now it may seem like you still have unanswered prayers just for a little while. But don't forget your unprayed answers. Don't forget. Don't forget. It's true that maybe it might seem like God has not done any big thing in your life, like healed you from cancer. But guess what? You never had cancer in the first place. It might seem like God has not done anything big in your life, like rescued you from kidnappers. But guess what? You were never kidnapped in the first place. Don't let the devil blind you to what God has done. Praise the name of Jesus. And as we will shortly rise to give thanks this morning, I want us to thank God for what he will do. You see, many times God has already done what he says he will do. We are not just there yet. For example, let's say you made a movie and you know exactly what happens in the movie. This lady and this guy are going to end up together because you did what? You made it. And your friend is watching the movie. The movie is for 2 hours. And your friend is watching the movie at 15 minutes, and at 15 minutes, they've broken up. And she's like, no, they deserve to be together. So she calls you. This movie, what's going on? They've broken up. And he said, don't worry. I've seen the end. We've already made the film. The fact that you have not gotten there yet does not change the end. Surely there is an end. And the expectation of the righteous will not be cut short. God says, I know the plans I have towards you, plans of good and not of evil, to give you a hope and a future. So because you're not there yet, doesn't mean that God has not done it. You know why those lepers were on the border town between Samaria and Galilee? It was because lepers were not allowed where regular people were. So they couldn't enter Samaria, they couldn't enter Galilee, they were on the border. When they saw Jesus, they called out from afar, because by law, lepers are not supposed to go near people. But Jesus gives them an instruction. He says, go and show yourselves to the priest. Like, go and be doing the thanksgiving. And so they turned and they went and started going. They might have been stoned, but they believed him enough to go in the first place. Because if the King of Kings says something, it's as good as done. Hannah went to the temple and she was praying and crying. And the man of God said, don't be sad. Don't be sad. God has given you your request. 1 Samuel 1 from verse 17. He says, go in peace. The God of Israel grants you the person you've asked for him. And she said, let your maidservant find favor in your sight. At this point, was she pregnant? By normal estimation. Okay, we'll soon know for sure. Can we read the remaining part of 18 once we go? So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was what? But she didn't stop there. Then they rose early in the morning and did what? They did what? She was not yet pregnant. But the man of God had said it, she was no longer sad. They may have called you. The matter you left at home before reboot camp is still there. It's just a matter of time. By the time you come next year, reboot camp, you will have even more to give God thanks for. He says, the woman went her way and was no longer sad, and returned and came to their house at Ramah, and then acted on the word. Single people cannot understand. And the Lord remembered her. Perhaps you're struggling with house rent. Then you came to Reboot Camp. And our apostle said it's going to be a year of what? Go and eat and worship. It's a year of ownership. Go and eat and worship. Perhaps you were wondering, how do I stand out? Things are getting bad. Things are getting worse. But he said, 2024 might not necessarily be a good year all around. But it will be what? It will be easy for you. It might not necessarily be an easy year, but it will be easy for you. You might be wondering, things are going on in the world. He says, in that year, the Joshua generation will rise up. Those are things to give God thanks for. That I'm part of the Joshua generation. Perhaps your ancestors couldn't enter the promised land because of complaining or a lack of faith. But you see, we, Joshua generation, we're going to take the cities. We're going to enter the promised land. Those are things to give thanks for. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. No longer be sad. Rise up and worship. Rise up and give God thanks. He's going to hasten his word to perform it. When that your uncle that has been promising to help you for the past 20 years speaks, you may have to watch and see whether it will come to pass. But you see, not God. God hastens his word to perform it. If he has said it, it's as good as done. So 5 reasons why I should give thanks. Number 1 is what? Number 2. Number 3. Number 4. Number 5, you will thank God with a loud voice. You might say, my voice is gone. We can still hear you. God can still hear you. You will thank God with some dancing. Praise the name of Jesus. You don't say, because it took me too long to bake this cake, I shouldn't put icing, even though it's my birthday. You want to ice it very well. So rise to your feet this morning. Rejoice in the Holy Ghost. We're going to dance. We're going to make merry because our God is good. Do you serve a good God? Yes. Hallelujah. All right, just lift up your hands and give God thanks and praise. Thank him with a loud voice for his goodness. Worship him, give him praise and glory. Give him praise and glory.
Thank you for listening. We are sure that you have been blessed. For inquiries, reach us on our helpline 0809 996 7000. Blessings.